Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Joined by Ped from the Blue Room. Let's have a look at everything Everton, including Tom Davis, Romelu Lukaku, the rest of it. So, Big Rom, you just said to me then he picked a five-a-side team. And his five-a-side team was full of Chelsea stars in it. And actually, that doesn't really help the cause at the moment. He's playing so well. A lot of the papers will revert back to that speculation of what's going to happen to him in the summer. It's a constant conversation that goes around him.
Yeah.
So his five-a-side team was, let's have a little look down here. Who's he put in it? I haven't got the team here. I'll find it for you in a moment. But it didn't help anyway, did it?
No, it had like Drogba, Terry. I think it had Lampard. And I think it had the current goalkeeper in.
That's a dream five.
Yeah, it is, I mean, at the end of the day,
fine, isn't
you're
it?
Gonna not gonna you know you, at his time at Everton, he's not really gonna do much better than that. It's just that it's just one of those things, isn't it? I've noticed this week there's been a rise in people linking him, some national newspapers linking him back to Chelsea. It's an easy story at the end of the day. There's not people are looking for stories with the transfer window now over. Chelsea are probably going to be in need of a striker in the summer, costs are likely to go, and Lukaku obviously with the links of the past, and it's been there before. But the thing is, though, I mean, listen, I live in the real world. I understand how football works, but I just don't think he suits Chelsea. I don't think he suits what they get out of Costa and how he helps their side and how they have that one man up front that really keeps the centre backs busy to allow the midfield to come into the game. I don't think Lukaku suits that. And that's not just me trying to talk him out of a move or anything. I just don't think he suits Chelsea. I think Chelsea'd have to change a lot about the way they play. But at the moment, I think, you know, we've moved on now from the transfer window, obviously, from last week. I think that's the next big thing. You know, we heard in December the club saying, you know, getting him signed. They were close to getting him signed up to a new contract. And his agent came out and said it was 99% done. Well, that was over 6 weeks ago now, so it would be nice to have that sorted so we know what's going on.
And there's not much value in that anyway.
But to be honest, if I disagree, I think there's a lot of value in it. I think you get an extra, you know, again, I live in the real world. If we do sell him in the summer, we get an extra £20 million if he signs a new contract. So it's the same as the Suarez situation.
If there's a buyout clause in there.
Well, no, because as soon as his contract's longer, the club can ask for more money, can't he, straight away? It doesn't matter if there's a buyout contract. I think he's got 2.5 years left on his contract. And if
do you think buyout clauses are relevant in it? I know Coutinho hasn't got one in his, has he? He's just signed a brand new.
Well, they're not relevant anymore because the top clubs around the world now can pay. That's really easy, and that just takes the negotiations out of the deal, doesn't it, straight away? So there's no point in having a buyout clause now. Clubs have just got to stick to the guns, and you know it's sad. I don't want to sit here talking about that. I'm just talking about what's in the newspapers. But it's an easy story. At the end of the day, Everton have got to do everything they can to persuade them to stay, and they're doing everything in the right way at the moment.
Well, perhaps it's more than just a story because, as you've intimated there, it's a player who's playing very well who in the past has intimated that maybe he would like a different challenge to reach his own ambitions.
But I don't
I'm not sure it's mischievous.
Oh, I do. I think it's very mischievous. I think it's very mischievous. It's
so you don't think in his head he's thinking for one minute, what am I going to do this summer?
No, I think he's thinking that probably 100%. But I don't link the two together. I just think that where it's coming from is very mischievous. I just think Everton are doing very well at the moment, and he's just come off the back of, you know, 4 goals in a game, and he's the story. So the obvious thing to do is link him back to Chelsea. I think it is very mischievous. But
that's football.
But I'd be very naive to City and think he's not looking at what he's going to do in the summer. And that's fair enough because we've been here many times before. He's a player with a lot going his way, and he will be looking at Champions League clubs, but he should be looking, I've said this before, he should be looking at the very, very best. And on the flip side of that, Evertonians should adore him while he's at Everton, as far as I'm concerned.
Do they appreciate Romelu Lukaku?
I don't think enough fans appreciate him, and I don't mean that in a disrespectful way where they don't like him. I think a lot of fans take him for granted. I think if you took Romelu Lukaku out of Everton's side, you know, we'd be so much poorer for it. He for me is one of the best strikers that has ever played for Everton. He's one of the best strikers in the world at the moment. I've got no issue saying that. The way
he's the best striker that you've seen play for Everton bar Sharpie or?
No, Sharpie doesn't get anywhere near Lineker. Nowhere near Lineker. I'm sorry, right. He doesn't.
Well, that's fine.
He doesn't get anywhere near. Sharpie was a...
So Lineker's short tenure at Everton Lineker is the moment for you.
Oh, Lineker's...
And who comes second? So give me your top three.
Well, I mean, probably for different reasons, but Lineker's the best striker I've ever seen. I mean, you think about it, to get the amount of goals he did in that season, when we're talking at the moment about the top goals was in the Premier League in February, having 16 goals for what he finished with. Ferguson's up there just because he's Ferguson, and I don't care what anyone of my age.
But he's not in the top three, is he?
You can't explain this to people who didn't watch him when you...
But these are personal experiences.
Well, exactly.
Because
exactly.
Some people say to me, who are my favourite Liverpool strikers, and I will always put Fernando Torres in the top two. And then others will say, well, you can't like him better than Rush. And I say, well, I did, because he meant something to me at that moment in time.
And don't forget, Ferguson's still the highest Premiership goalscorer for Everton. So
only just.
But well, from Rom, yeah. But for that generation, he is.
So give me 1, 2, 3 in order.
Lineker's number one. Sharp.
Lineker's the best striker you've seen for Everton.
He's for most people, he'd be head and shoulders, even though he's just that year. And I find very close similarities between him and Rom, where people moan about Rom not running into channels and all this. Lineker, you know, and Lineker played in a two as well. Lineker just scored every kind of goal. He was fantastic. I'd probably have to put Sharpie up there as well.
So Lineker, Sharpie and Rom. Is that what you're saying? You've left Duncan out of your top three.
I'd probably put Rom number two and I'd put Ferguson number three.
You'd put Rom the Lukaku as the second best Everton striker you've seen.
Easily. Yeah. The way he scores goals is just second to none. His goal scoring record, his shots per goal is unbelievable.
So let's get back to that idea of, do you appreciate him?
That's it.
Do the fans sing about him? Is his name chanted during games?
Yeah, it is. But I just think he's taken for granted, and he's genuinely, I think, a world class player that we've got at the club. And I just think he's taken for granted, and that I don't mean that in a nasty way. I just don't think enough people appreciate how good a player he is. You know, he scored his goals. He scored in the last four seasons. You have to go back to Joe Royal for that kind of consistency in him. But since then, so you've had Sharp, you've had Latchford, you've had these strikers, you've had, you know, whoever you want to talk. Obviously, Lineker was only one season. I just don't know if enough people... Kids love him because...
See, I don't understand that.
I don't understand it. I absolutely...
You know, when
you've
got an iconic figure, you're meant to absolutely adore them, aren't you?
I just don't get it. As I say, at other clubs, you'd absolutely... For some reason, Everton fans look at the negatives in it. I couldn't care less how much he runs. Someone said to me last week, I was down in London, obviously last week I was doing something for Transfer Deadline Day, and I was talking to a guy and he wasn't Everton fan. He went, oh, he's a bit of a one-trick pony, isn't he? I went, yeah, he just scores goals. What do you want him to do? I said, he just scores, that's his one trick. He just scores goals. I said, I couldn't care less about anything else he does. I think we've lost something in the fact that he plays one up front. If he played in a two, which when we see him play in a two, I think he's a much better player. But I just think... I really just think people have got to stop taking him for granted and appreciate him, because when he goes, which he will go, but he'll go to a top club.
But not Chelsea.
Hopefully not Chelsea. Hopefully no one in this country, but I'm not naive enough to think that that won't happen either. But I just don't think enough people appreciate how good he is. I mean, look at all four of his goals from the weekend. They were all absolutely...
First one was outstanding.
All absolutely...
Second one was great, but it was horrendous from
Bournemouth.
But
it was a brilliant finish, though. A lot of strikers would panic in that. The third goal, he's helped set it up, and he's calmly just put it in the back of the net when the ground was almost on its knees at that point. You know, 3-2. And then a minute later, he's got the composure to do it again.
Which player do the fans celebrate most when you're at Everton games?
I think it's hard to put your finger on, but a lot of fans go not overboard, but a lot of fans love, you know, Garner and people like that who are getting stuck in, and there was a weird Evertonians have a weird fascination with Gerard Deulofeu, who's
had a poor start to his AC Milan life as well.
You look at him and go, he does nothing, he does absolutely nothing, I don't know. Maybe I'm talking out of turn. And I just think not enough people. I think he should be adored Honestly, I think he should be done. The stuff when he leaves, he should have a place on the side of the stadium. He's that good. And a lot of people go, well, what do you mean? But his goal scoring record is it's just phenomenal. And the goals he scores and the different kind of goals he scores. And you can always rely on him as well to score goals.
What are his stats? Sorry, have you got that in your head
it's
or
like
not?
It's like 1-2
right
for his whole time at Everton. And yes,
so it's a manager's dream, basically, the stats.
You know, touch wood, he doesn't miss that many games either. You know, he plays all the time. We don't really have another centre forward. And people go, oh, what? This is the funny thing. People say, well, what if we lose him through injury? And go, well, who are you going to replace him with anyway? You know, who is anywhere near? He's that top of the Premier League goal scoring chart with the likes of Aguero and Costa in the Premier League. And he's top and he plays for Everton. And I just don't think enough people realise that, how good he is. And you just think when he goes, eventually he will, and he'll go to a top side. When it goes, the gap is just going to be, when people are missing 5-yard chances and things like that, and the way his intelligence and the way he brings other people into the game at times, it's you just can't replace that. I don't even see anyone around that you can replace that with. So
you'll soon wish he was back. Franny Jeffers on about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and actually he's coming on after 9 to do his Match of My Life. But when he came on the show last time, he said he is up there alongside Costa as the best striker in the Premier League. Mm. And I remember at the time him saying that, and there was a few people who got in touch on social media and said, really? Do you not think he's getting a little bit carried away with that? But Franny's obviously working with him day in, day out. He can see his qualities firsthand. Mm. But then add to that the stats and the basic reality of what you've got with Lukaku. It's quite obvious, really.
It's so obvious. And it's... Okay, I've mentioned Duncan Ferguson there, and they're like the extremes, and I know the extremes. He was the kind of player that we needed at a certain time where he did... You felt like he represented you on the pitch and then represented you off the pitch when he got sent off for something stupid. But that's what it felt like at the time.
Ah, so is that what he's missing, Rom?
Well, he doesn't...
Is he missing the off-the-pitch representation?
No, he just doesn't have the aggression on the pitch that people want out of him. And he doesn't... It is a big thing between Evertonians where people go, look how good he is, but look how better he could be. And you're thinking... what you want him to do? If he started running in the channels, because this is the only thing which annoys me wrong at times, he goes looking for the ball. But I understand why he does that, because he's that kind of player, instead of just being in the box. But then he'll score the goals he scores, and you just think it's just hard to quantify. How people don't understand how good a player is and how much he'll be missed when he's not at Everton. And I don't know, maybe it's me just thinking, well, maybe if we love him a little bit more, he might stay. But he should just be appreciated for what he is anyway.
But I think
anyway,
you've gone past that point, haven't you? Of maybe if we love him a bit more. If he's one-off Duncan Ferguson's Premier League goal-scoring record and he's still not loved to the max,
I don't think it's not love, Steve. I just think it's not appreciated, that's all. I think fans do love him. I just think they take him for granted when really they should just be... I think every kid you see should have his name on the back of your shirt rather than when I see people having people like Delafay on their backs, I just scratch my head and just think, what world do you live in? Everyone should have a Lukaku.
Are there still Delafay shirts at the match?
I seen one at the match on Saturday. I'm thinking, why?
What should you do with that shirt now?
It doesn't really matter, does it? Get new ones every year anyway.
Right, there's a player who's only played a few games. And yet he is absolutely
adored.
Is Tom Davis, isn't he?
Yeah.
Who got the PFA Fans Player of the Month Award for January. Even more notably, he got it ahead of Dele Alli and Harry Kane. So Davis got, 58,000 votes were cast. 25,000 went to Davis. That's double his nearest rival, which was Dele Alli. That shows he's appreciated from further afield than just Everton.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it all Evertonians who voted for him?
There's a big Twitter campaign, I know that. But no, he deserves it though, and this is a lad who, you know, on our show.
Were you involved in a Twitter campaign with?
Well, no.
To get people to vote.
No, I was involved in a Ronald Koeman campaign to get him to play about a month before. I was honestly, you know, we put videos out screaming about why wasn't this kid playing? Why was Tom Cleverley getting games and people like that? And some people were like, no, come on. You've only seen him in spells and all this, and he's okay, he's doing very well for the under-23s, but, you know, he might, you've got it. And I was like, no, he's not. He's good enough. Honestly, I've seen, the only time I'd seen him play was for the first team. And I just knew that from his, I think you get to a point in your life where you've watched enough Premier League football to know, even at likes of 18 and 19, I'm sure, Franny will tell you when he comes on, whether they are going to make it or not, just by their general demeanour and their attitude. And this was a kid that come on in games and just didn't look flustered one bit. I remember the first time I seen him last season and just thinking, who's this kid? Just doing Cruyff turns and not bothered one bit by any of it. And there was a good month before where I was screaming down a camera saying, we've got to give this kid a chance. And he's been brilliant. He's been absolutely brilliant to the point where, you know, on Saturday where he was rested for the game, people were scratching their heads going, what are you doing? Resting Tom Davies? What's going on? But, I don't want to get carried away about his future, but he looks like he's got everything to be a top player. And hopefully he will be someone who stays at Everton for the long term.
And does he have more love than Romelu Lukaku?
People just love him because he's a blue and because he walks on the pitch with a swagger and backs it up. And Evertonians love nothing more than someone who's an Evertonian representing them. It's why people have this relationship with Ross Barkley where people want him to succeed so much that it almost goes past, you know, it turns into a little bit of anger. But Ross is another one who's absolutely tearing her up at the moment. He's another one who's been brilliant in the last few weeks, absolutely brilliant. And his back heel for Rom's fourth goal on Saturday, just if Dele Alli had done that, everyone would be talking about it, but I haven't seen anyone talking about it.
But he did get a lot of plaudits after the game.
No, he did.
I saw a lot of people.
No, he did. He did.
Regard.
But just for that one goal, just yeah. That back heel, just.
And you like the celebration, the arms to either side.
That was amazing. I'd be amazing. That's another one where if a player of another club had done it, the reaction would have been exactly the same from everybody. When it's your own, I was just praying that he put it in the back of the net. That just shows the confidence levels at the moment. When we're playing well, we're playing well. There was a little bit of a wobble on Saturday for that little spell in the second half. But again, that's something you think the manager will get them in. The first thing he'll say is, what did you do there? Not nice one for scoring six goals. He'll be like, what did you do there? Finally, I just thought Snydlin was absolutely fantastic on Saturday. The way he dictated the game and slowed it down at 3-2 and started getting the passes and moving the ball. If we played like that in the whole of the second half, there wouldn't have been any issue. But once he'd done that, there was a calmness to the team and it shows what the manager wants from him, and there's nobody else been doing that. So that was really refreshing to see that and only his second Premier League star for the club.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.